You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
All right. Where's my recording? What happened? MP3 Skype recorder? Yeah, we're still recording. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
This is 70-something podcast.
Evel Knievel sold separately or with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle from Ideal.
Use the force, Luke. Let go.
HR, pop and step. Push your belly when things get rough. HR, pop and step. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
All right, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Hey, I am Scott.
There you are. You are Scott.
There I am.
Yes. What we're going to do today is the topic that came up for discussion was the 1970s TV theme songs. What we're going to do is showcase some of our favorites. And the thought process is because we've been giving you guys a lot of 80s content that we really need to, you know, go a little bit deeper into the 70s. So this is our homage of going back to, you know, that great decade and giving a little bit more love. And there's so many great iconic TV theme songs that came out in the 70s. I had actually asked Scott to come up with just his three, you know, top three. And I was supposed to come up with just my top three, but I came up with 11 song, theme songs. So what was your list, Scott?
Well,
how many?
I only wrote down three, but I'm sure I could come up with five or six.
Okay.
That were, you know, memorable and iconic.
Right.
For the 70s. So it'll be interesting to see which ones I picked by comparison, because I know that I've duplicated some of yours. I'm guessing that I duplicated some of yours.
I'm almost sure of it.
Yeah.
Because we've had conversations in the past where we talked about TV shows from the 70s, and we even geeked out on a few of the theme songs. So it'll be interesting to, you know, kind of revisit that thought process.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that I thought was interesting, because I had this conversation not too long ago at work, where on my whiteboard at work, you'll actually see a list of cartoon theme songs. Now, the guys I work with they're kids of the 90s, so their list is slightly different than mine, but I've been raving on the best cartoon theme song of being the Thundercats. You know, mm-hmm. And I keep, you know, it's, you know, that's got to be it. That's got to be the best one. And, you know, they're into like Dragon Balls and, Rocco and things like that. So it's like they've got like a different kind of
now,
criteria.
Was it Dragon Balls or Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. not that I know. I know nothing about that stuff, but that's why I thought it was called. So.
Well, I mean, it was important to them, you know, and yeah. I actually, you know, got to the point where I was like YouTubing some of, you know, I was like YouTubing and listening to the theme songs. And what I found it interesting and what I started to say is that, you know, we have to omit the ones from the list that don't have like, they don't tell the story of what's going on for the cartoon. You know, like, you get the theme songs where they'll actually give you, like, kind of a synopsis of what the show's about. Mm-hmm. You know, and to me, that's what really makes an iconic theme song. You know, and, you know, if we could
Right, where it tells the story in the song.
Yes, yes.
Right.
You know, and it gives you the vibe of what you're going to get with the show. And to me, that's kind of what makes things, you know, for me, it's significant and iconic. I mean, if you just have snappy theme music, it's not, I mean, it's memorable, you know, like think MASH. I'm not listing MASH in my list because the theme song for the TV show, everybody knows that music. But exactly. But I'm looking for something that has words.
Okay.
So that's kind of my criteria. So everything on my list has, you know, lyrics to it.
So I think we should take this to the next level, Dave.
Okay.
I think we should do a cappella karaoke.
Not happening. Not happening. Even though it'd be interesting that for every one of my 11 theme songs, if you're able to sing each one of them.
You know what? That might be fun.
Maybe there's a little challenge there.
Now, they all have lyrics, right?
Let's see. Yes. So yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, if you throw it out there, I'll try to sing the first couple lines, but don't, you know.
Okay.
Don't judge me on my lack of talent.
Okay.
You guys have all heard me sing before. You know, I bust out into song every once in a while on the show. So
this is definitely a different angle onto this than I thought we were going to go. But this is fun too. But just let me know when I hit on one that is on your list. And then if we get to the end of my list, we don't have all yours covered, then you'll have to throw yours in.
Okay.
All right. So number one, the Jeffersons.
Oh, well, we're moving on up.
Very good.
To the east side.
Yeah.
To a deluxe apartment. Sorry, not department. Apartment in the sky. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Good.
Yep.
That's good.
I love that theme, and it is so iconic.
It tells the story. It's an introduction. It's very good that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's going on with it, and I just... Yeah, I've always loved that theme.
Well, we're moving on now. To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on now. To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
So my number two, mm-hmm. Welcome Back, Kotter.
Okay, so I know how the tune goes, but I don't know the lyrics other than the first two songs, which is Welcome Back. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got to offer too.
I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. I know that if I heard it, I would be able to remember some of them. But I haven't heard that in so long, which is one, actually little trivia for you here. One of the songs that was mentioned in Freaks and Geeks that, you know, we got geeked out on a couple weeks ago. So Welcome Back, Hodders, one of the TV shows that they reference in that show.
Let's see. We always could spot our friend, Welcome Back, and a smile when I think you must have been. And now what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again?
Okay, I can't get the MASH song out of my head right now. Like the tunage. But
pretty much the whole chorus is welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Vinny Barbarino, give me drugs, give me drugs.
up your nose with a rubber hose. Yep. All right, so this is one that we've talked about before.
In your ear with a can of beer.
Did he say that?
I don't know.
It sounds like something he'd say, but I've never heard them reference can of beer.
But they reference drugs. I don't know. they were in high school.
Yeah,
but signed Epstein's mother.
was that Epstein, Horshack,
Vinny.
Who's the other guy? Washington,
the black one.
Yeah.
The black guy.
Yep. All right. So number three, WKRP in Cincinnati.
We're on WKRP in Cincinnati. I know the end of it. That's right?
Yep.
That's the end of it. Yep. I don't know the beginning of it.
Yeah, you know, you would think that I would know it, but no, I can't. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Great. That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. This is going to go fast if we keep doing it this quickly. But that's okay. It's short shows, fine.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
Exactly. Most iconic WKRP episode, the turkey drop. The
turkey drop, yeah. Yep.
Got to say that.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying just now about the short shows, don't expect that when me and Jason geek out on Pink Floyd.
Oh, really?
Each one's
okay.
Yeah, each episode's like an hour and a half. So
wow. Okay. When are we gonna hear those?
I want to wait until I have them all in the can. So I have two so far, but I want to release them, you know, in a series. And just because of the holidays, Jason and I weren't really able to get together to record the next episode. So we're gonna be breaking into the 80s in the next episode.
Okay.
So I have one that's totally done and ready to go.
Okay.
The second one I'm about halfway through editing because I'm adding music in there. And then we're going to record the third one, maybe a fourth one. We'll see.
Okay. I mean, it's good for me to know because that's going to be my holiday break.
Okay. Yeah, I should have them ready like mid-January.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
All right.
I'll have at least the first two. And then, you know, if I have to edit the third one on a shorter schedule, that's fine too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, well, you know, that means that when I'm like, you know, taking a small little break, then we still have content going out there. So it's just great. All right. So, WKRP, so that moves us over to Dukes of Hazzard.
I do not know that song at all. I would know it if I heard it, but I don't know the lyrics. I can't bust in a song on that one. Can you?
Making their way the only way they know how.
Yeah. I'm getting it now.
Yep.
It's coming back.
Yep. Just a bit more than the law will allow. Yeah.
The mountain will never get them, but the law never will. Or the mountain will get them, but the law never will.
Yep.
Because they're a bunch of crooks.
Bunch
of criminals.
They're just running moonshine. It's all good.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way
that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Oh, and they're racist too.
Well, there's, yeah, there's the
General Lee
with the flag. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I should not have thrown that cart down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's fair to say they're racist. They're just
no, I know. It's just, you know, it's been so, you know, with the whole rebel flag and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Been so prevalent in the news in the last, well, 3 or 4 years. It just wouldn't fly.
Right.
Nowadays. Oh, no pun intended.
No, it just, I remember growing up in the South, you know, there was a lot of pride for being in the South, mm-hmm. you know, and you can go very far without somebody having either a belt buckle or a t-shirt that says, you know, born American by birth or born in America by birth, born in the South by the grace of God, you know, and
so, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So you would, yeah, there's a lot of pride going on down there, you know, for, you know, being Southern. And, you know, so, I mean, there's a rich history, but obviously there's a very bad time period where, you know, it's very embarrassing. And I can see right. how people, you know, are trying to figure out how to draw that line between being proud of their upbringing, but at the same time, not highlight, you know, probably the worst period of America that we've ever had.
Right.
So,
however, I you know, just to get back off of that topic, I did have the General Lee as a Hot Wheel.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
or
sure.
Or Matchbox. I don't know if it was Matchbox or Hot Wheels. I can't remember which brand it was, but I definitely had the toy car, and we had fun. We had a, you know, sandbox type situation in the yard, and we would play the cars and make all kinds of little dirt roads and ramps and stuff, and we had fun with it.
Did you also have like a little police car to chase the General Lee?
Probably. Okay. Yeah. Right. I'm sure we did. We had a lot of that stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so my next choice is actually a kids' show, The Bugaloos.
The Bugaloos, the Bugaloos, we're in the air and everywhere, flying high, flying free. Na-na-na. I can't remember the Not bad, though, right?
Not bad at all. You got it. Yeah, and as I was looking these up, because the criteria that I gave you was that the show had to have started in the 70s. Right. And I came across things like I wanted to say Banana Splits, I wanted to say H.R. Puff and stuff, but all of those started in the late 60s.
Now, see, that's where I think we need to bend the rules a little bit, because I have one of my shows that I want to discuss is started in like 68 or 69.
Dude,
but
the rules.
Prevalent. It was prevalent in the 70s.
You can't say Lidsville.
No.
Okay.
Shall I sing it for you?
I've got only one that is like a kid's show left, and I'm sure it's not it. So go ahead.
So I'll sing the song for the show that I have in mind.
Okay.
That was very, very 70s, and even though it started in the late 60s, here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold like their mother. The youngest one in curls.
I don't know this one. Keep going.
Come on. It's a story of a man named Brady.
And
busy with three boys of his own.
Did you see the renovation that they did?
Oh, that's like called what is that called? Like
a very Brady renovation.
Yeah, and they do like a bunch of different houses, but they're doing the Brady one.
Yeah, what it actually was the one that was used as the exterior shot from the Brady Bunch wasn't actually the interior because it was all soundstage. So mm-hmm. what they did was they ended up – they found out that the one that was used for the exterior shot, the people from like HGTV, they bought it and then they renovated it using the – as much of the layout as they could from the TV mm-hmm. show. And they actually brought in the Brady kids to help with the renovation.
Right. Like Bob – the original Bobby was there.
Right. Greg, right. Peter.
Not all of them. There was like four or five of them.
No, it was all of them.
All six, really?
Susan? Yeah, all six of the kids.
What was her name? Cindy Brady was Susan.
I don't know. I forgot their real names.
They substituted her. In the very Brady Christmas. It was not the original Cindy Brady.
Okay. But the one from the original TV show is the one that they had
For you.
There for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's interesting was that they had to work out the criteria of because the way it was laid out in the TV show, it was like a two-story house. But the mm-hmm. exterior shot is a one-tier or a one-level house. So they had to try to figure out how to build in a second-level kind of feel. Like, the staircase that you see in the grand foyer. You know, how mm-hmm. to do that into a house that doesn't have a second level. So
it didn't have a second level
from
the exterior shot?
Right, exactly. So if they would have built in a second level, then it would have messed up how it looked, and they wanted to look as much of the original as possible. So, at least from the front, looking back. Now, they made it, longer and wider in order to get all the rooms in that they wanted to get. So there's really not that much of a yard anymore. But what,
crap, that is a one-story house.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at the picture. I had to look it up real quick.
But yeah, it was very, very interesting. I think I have one episode left that I've got to watch, but I was just really kind of geeking out because they were going through and making sure that, the fabric was matching, and
it's a split level.
Yeah.
You can see that it's a split level, but it's not second story like the way they have it set up
on the show.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So that started in what? The show started in what, 68?
68 or 69.
You're towing the line, my friend. Towing the line.
Come on. Come on. How much more 70s does it get than the Brady's?
Yeah, this is a good point. It's tough to not think of the 70s and not put the Brady's in that category.
I mean, Partridge Family, same thing.
Well, when did they start?
They might have actually started in 1970.
Okay. But
right around the same time.
All right.
But you cannot deny that the Brady's were not part of the Brady's were part of the 70s.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Very, very, very strongly part of the 70s.
Okay. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that.
I mean, have you looked at the collars on their shirts?
No. I see what you're saying. I mean,
they're down to
clothes,
their elbows.
Yeah, right. the clothes were definitely very 70s.
Hey, groovy chick.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Come on, Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo. Oh, great.
Okay, you win. You win. You got it. It's on the list.
Okay, we can.
All right.
I guess we can move on.
Okay. All right. So next up, Facts of Life.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Was that 70s?
Yeah.
That started when? 79? 78?
I didn't have the years in front of me, but yeah, it was like late
70s. Really?
Yeah. I made sure that these were landing where I needed them to. I'm not looking for any kind of exceptions here, but let me see. Facts of life. 79.
Wow.
79 to 88.
I did not realize that, but that's cool. And I got it. I got the song. I had it.
Yep, you got it.
you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
This one we have definitely talked about, and that's what I was alluding to when we started talking, because I know that you even sung the song. So Laverne and Shirley, hit it.
Oh. Shemezel, Shemazel, Haas and Pepper Incorporated.
I might need a ruling on if that's how they actually said that.
I don't know. I don't know the words, like the real words. They're goofy. They're not real words, so.
Well, I mean, it's like the beer company that they work for, right? The brewery.
No. That wasn't what they said in the song.
Dude, make me look it up now.
That is not what they said in the song.
Laverne and Shirley theme song lyrics.
Yeah, you're going to be wrong, buddy.
Making our dreams come true.
Making our dreams come true. We're gonna.
Oh, that. Okay, that.
Give us any.
So that wasn't the lyrics. That was what they were saying at the beginning.
Right.
So words.
Give us
any. At the beginning.
Give us any rules, we'll break it. No, that's not it. I'm just making that up.
Come on.
Not bad though. For on the fly, it's not
what
bad.
What does Shamil Shamazel Hossam
Pepper Hossam Pepper Hossam Pepper's mean? Rabbit.
Shamil is an inept, clumsy person, and Shamazel is a very unlucky person. There's a Yiddish saying that translated to a funny way of explaining them both. A Shamil is somebody who often spills his soup, and a Shamazel is a person it lands on. So then,
Hossam, and what's Hossam Pfeffer Incorporated, which is rabbit? Hossam Pfeffer is like a type of cooked rabbit.
It is not.
Oh, you want to bet? Or some kind of rabbit?
I'm Googling. It's a silly little chant coined by actor Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams, which marks the start of the star's long running ABC sitcom. There's nothing to do with a rabbit.
Yes, it does.
It does not, dude. Does not say that. Oh, Hossam Pfeffer is a traditional German stew made from marinated rabbit or hare.
Hello! Ding, 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 ding. I am correct.
Hossam Pfeffer. How the fuck would you know that? How do you know that?
So... Dude, this is something that my wife comes across often with me. I have these little chunks of weird facts. I don't know where I get them, but they're in there somewhere, rattling around with the rest of the rocks in my head. And occasionally I just spew out these true facts that and she'll be like, how the hell do you know that? And I honestly don't know. I don't know why I know that Hossam Pfeffer is cooked stew or cooked rabbit.
You had to have had one time, had been having this conversation and decided to look it up.
No, I've never looked it up. I have never looked it up. This was way, I knew this.
Somebody had to, somebody would that have was, to tell this. You this.
Now, my grandmother's Jewish. This is not Jewish. My grandmother's German.
This is not something that somebody goes to school and you just learn.
No. I don't know. I think, okay, I'm recalling.
Okay.
I know why. I know why.
All right, here we go.
Bugs Bunny.
What?
Bugs freaking Bunny.
Bugs Bunny never said Hassenpfeffer.
Listen to me. There is an episode, I guess you would call it, right?
Yeah.
Of where Bugs Bunny is caught and they're trying to cook him and they called it Hassenpfeffer.
Oh, wow. No way.
I swear.
Now I've got to Google this. Great.
And down the rabbit hole we go.
Exactly. Bugs Bunny.
Hassenpfeffer reference. I would have never been able to spell it. I forgot there was a P in there.
Cook, bring me some Hassenpfeffer. It had Yosemite Sam in it.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoon, it's from 1941. Or, I'm sorry, I wouldn't admit. 1962. It's from a cartoon clip called Shuska Bugs. Yosemite Sam is a cook. All right, I am going to open this up in the new tab. I'm going to
Oh dude, stop this right here.
I'm not gonna watch it though. Otherwise we're just listening to video and not talking. But I have it ready.
Wait, dude,
I can't. This is not good audio for a podcast.
Oh my god.
everybody on the internet, please stop and so he can listen to this.
I wish I could play it.
Yeah, you need a mixer.
No, I don't have I can't mix it in with what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
But I can hear it. I can hear it in my headphones and it'll record on my side.
Right.
And it's actually somebody did a mixed version of it. That's 1:10 long. Hassenpfeffer. It's like a rap. It's funny.
Oh, dear God. Okay. So, all right. So you got that from Bugs Bunny episode.
And then later on,
when you heard it on Laverne and Shirley, you were like, oh, okay, that was a connection.
Yes.
Uh huh. Okay. I don't buy it. Somebody told you. You looked it up somewhere and. There's no way you made that connection between a Bugs Bunny cartoon that you saw way back when and then hearing the theme song and connected those two. No way. I'm calling you out, man. I'm calling you out. There's no way that happens.
So it may not have happened at the time that I first heard the song.
Okay.
But as we watched reruns, I put it together because I remembered the show. Or I remembered something about rabbit stew being Hassenpfeffer. And I always wondered why is it Hassenpfeffer Incorporated? What the hell is that? Rabbit Stew Incorporated?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You'd have Hassenpfeffer Incorporated. It makes no sense. We are so far off topic right now.
No, because we're still talking about the theme song. So I think we're right on, but right. We probably spent way too long talking about this specific theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hassenpfeffer Incorporated.
Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
So moving on to the next one, The Love Boat.
Oh, okay. So this was on my list.
Oh, right. Nice.
This was the first one on my list.
Oh, made number one. All right.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. And the reason I know this very well recently is because when we went on our cruise back in September, Chrissy and I started watching, like when we booked the cruise, it was like June or July or something. With all these people, we were going to go with like, we went with 50 people on this cruise. And this is big, one of those big carnival cruises. So 50 people out of, you know, 1500 or whatever.
Right.
But it was a big group of people. So we were kind of excited about it. And, so we started watching The Love Boat on, I don't remember what streaming it was on. It was either YouTube or could have been on Amazon or Netflix or whatever. But we were watching, we watched quite a few episodes of The Love Boat and it was fun. So I got to know the song pretty well again. And I do remember watching it quite often back when I was a kid. And then right after Love Boat was Fantasy Island, but I don't remember that theme song.
Yeah.
So I think it was, yeah. I think it was all, I don't think there was any lyrics in that one.
No, I don't think there was.
But they were always back to back. That was the two shows that we watched back to back.
Yeah. I remember, talking about Love Boat with Suzanne and, you know, because I had mentioned, you know, Chris McNichol, you know, as I do. And I guess her first kiss was with Scott Baio, you know, when they were starred together on The Love Boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but apparently Suzanne was a anti-Christy McNichol fan because she kissed her crush of Scott. Gosh. Yep.
And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile, a friendly shore, the Love Boat.
All right, so moving on. Muppet Show. You got nothing.
I can see it, but I can't hear it in my head. Mm-mm.
I have to actually look it up. To, like, know the lyrics. I'm not going to close that tab, though. I'm going to watch that Bugs Bunny cartoon. Let's see. The Muppet Show theme song lyrics. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. All right. Enough of that.
So, or, you know, they had the alternate version where they sang Closer.
Oh, dude, don't even bring that up again. Yeah, anybody that wants to look that up, that's on YouTube. Look up The Muppets Sing Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Well,
You got to admit, that was pretty freaking awesome.
That's disturbing in so many ways. My childhood is wrecked. But Muppet Show, you know, I mean, like I said, it, you know, they had lyrics and it told you, you know, here are these guys putting on a show. And it was just fun. It was just a fun way to do the intro for their TV show. So I always enjoyed, you know, that. And then, you know, whenever they changed up how Gonzo was going to toot his trumpet, through the O.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So getting towards the end, we have two left on my list.
Wait, we only have two left on your list?
Two left really? On my list.
Okay.
And I've only covered one of yours.
Well, I kind of brought up the Brady Bunch. So right. But that was like number four on my list. So
okay.
I still have two. I have two that I can reference to.
Okay. So next up on mine is Happy Days.
Oh, okay. There you just took my other one.
Okay.
One of my other ones. Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. The weekend comes. Wait, something, something.
Something, something, something. Yeah, oh, I just remember the iconic jukebox.
My cycle hums.
Your cycle the hums?
Weekend,
really?
The weekend comes, and my cycle hums, rolling on straight to you or something like that.
Sounds about right. I don't know. I never really memorized the lyrics. I just remembered it was a very iconic intro.
The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. That's it.
Oh, okay.
These days are ours, happy and free. Oh, happy days. These days are ours. Share them with me. Oh, baby. Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. I can even see Richie in that one like line of lyric right there. Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. Richie in his red, you know, whatever. Richfield, whatever town it was. Red Letterman sweater.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
Hanging out Arnold's.
Yeah. Or Al's.
Yeah.
Whichever.
True.
Before whichever one they had first or last.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one was. What order they had it in.
Was it?
Which was, now that was Merida.
Yeah, that was
Al was
the guy with the big nose.
No, that. Oh yeah, that was Al. Was that Al or Arnold?
Dude,
who was the Asian one that ended up being the Karate Kid?
Well, you're talking about Pat Morita. I know that.
Pat Morita. Which one was that? Was he Al or Arnold?
Oh, dear God, me. I'm constantly on Google now. Pat Morita, Arnold.
Okay. He was Arnold.
Yep.
All right.
Arnold Takahashi on Happy Days. So his whole name was Matsuo Arnold Takahashi. Now, where did they get Arnold out of that? Interesting. All right.
That's right.
All right. So my last one, Different Strokes. What?
I can't recall it. I mean, I know it. I know it.
Let's see here. Do, 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 do. Theme song lyrics. Come on, Dave. Where is it? All right. It's not coming up for me. Oh, now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. But may not be right for you.
Might be right for you, might not be right for some. A
man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the jeans. Yeah, okay.
The black jeans.
Hey now.
Well, that's what it was.
Well, jeans in the song was jeans, like J E A N S. Like,
oh,
denim.
Really?
Yes. According to the lyrics.
Oh.
So, meaning they don't have anything with them because they're orphans, and all they got is their clothes.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
All right, so what did I? What did I not
interesting
include?
Interesting that I spun it that way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry, terribly sorry.
Yeah, I think we need to have a discussion here, but that's a little bit too deep for this podcast. But then again, we already talked about racism with rebel flags, so
it's true.
Let's go into politics and religion next. Maybe that'll be our topic for next week.
Yeah, let's tackle that. So what's your take on Trump?
Let's lose our listeners.
I was reading something about if Trump beats the impeachment in the House of Representatives, that he can run for actually two more terms because his most recent term is considered nullified.
There's no way.
Insert crickets there.
No way.
Not going there. No.
But I'll lay it out. I'll let people know how I feel about him. Just to let you know that I had just completed a 1,000-piece 1980s puzzle. In the bottom, near the bottom left of the puzzle, they had Trump, The Art of the Deal. I purposely did not finish that piece of the puzzle, and I was going to leave it out. And then my daughter was like, are you going to finish it, or you want me to do it for you? And I was like, fine, I'll do it. And it's like, I want to black out that section. That's how I feel about him. So there you go.
You're not a fan.
Not a fan. Not a fan. But then again, I don't want to go down the whole road of, debating merits and, what makes him either a great president or not, because that'll be a big whole other episode. But I can definitely bring up that conversation and keep it going. I watch CNN
not.
Like it's like the train wreck that it is.
Any news station that you watch, it's all a train wreck. Politics is all a train wreck.
Yep.
Everybody's gonna have a problem with whoever's in office. It's just not. There's no point in arguing about any of this shit anymore. It's gotten way out of control.
Right.
I mean, in the last, I don't know, 50 years. It's just gotten ridiculous. Literally, it's politics gotten out of control.
All right, I'm determined to go back on topic. So, okay. What did I miss from your list?
Okay, I got you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come and knock on our door.
Ah.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company, too.
Brady Bunch. Got it.
The Brady Bunch,
Three's Company.
That was one of the first ones that popped into my head, actually.
Yeah, that that does tell a story. So it would be definitely iconic. It should be on the list. You're right.
Yeah.
And God, they were definitely 70s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it started in 70, I want to say 78 or 79.
Right.
So it went into the 80s. And, Mr. Farley was awesome on that. Dot dots.
Yeah. All right. What
and
else?
Mrs. Roper was funny, too. Mrs. Roper with her day gowns or whatever she was wearing.
I wasn't so much a fan of the Ropers.
Yeah, well, Mr. Furley was definitely easier to like.
Yeah.
Right? Mr. Roper was kind of a dick.
Right.
And Mrs. Roper just was a horny old lady. Really. Let's break it down.
It's almost like seeing Frank Burns in Hot Lips again. Is basically what that was.
Hot Lips Hooligan.
Houlihan.
Wait, Houlihan.
Yes.
Hooligan.
Hooligan. Houlihan.
Yeah. Hooligan.
Yep.
You're a hooligan.
No, I'm just a moonshine runner.
Come on our floor, take a step that is new. Yeah.
All right.
You're talking about threesomes.
Threesomes.
This is all about sex. It's all about sex.
Very.
It's open. It's an open door policy, Dave.
And to be
come on
to be
come on
to be Jack Tripper on that.
Come and knock on our door.
To be in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yes, good times.
I love John Ritter. He was funny.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Very good physical actor, funny in that way, you know. And then you had Suzanne Summers and drawing a blank on the other girl's name. DeWitt. Well, what's her first name? Come on.
No, I was Dave. Thinking DeWitt.
DeWitt.
Do it.
Not do it. Well, that was Mrs. Roper's thing. DeWitt.
Three's Company.
Oh, cheating.
Cast.
Cheating now?
Dude. Joyce DeWitt. Oh,
this isn't the essential 80s movies
it
list.
It is not, so dude. I've been Googling the whole time we've been talking. So Joyce DeWitt, John Ritter, Suzanne Summers, Don Knotts, Richard Klein was Larry.
Who was Terry?
Terry was Priscilla Barnes.
She replaced Suzanne Summers, yes. Right? Okay.
Norman Fell was Stanley Roper.
What was Suzanne Summers' name on the show?
Suzanne Summers' name was Chrissy Snow.
Yes, as in Christmas Snow.
Aw.
It was Christmas Snow, actually, and she shortened it to Chrissy.
Really? Okay. Did not know that.
I remember that episode where she explained it.
So you have Three's Company episodes memorized like you have Freaks and Geeks episode memorized.
Maybe.
Okay. But I thought you said you remembered, and I know this because I just edited that episode, was... Mm-hmm. The Office would be your number one show that you would know most of, or like.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, it would go what? Office, Freaks and Geeks, and then Three's Company.
No, I wouldn't put Three's Company that high.
Oh, okay.
I remember a lot of them. I remember watching them quite a few times.
Okay.
But I would probably say that 70s show.
Okay.
Is way up there on the list.
Okay.
Like that, I would say that and The Office and only Freaks and Geeks because they were it was only 18 episodes.
Right.
Where like, you know, that 70s show is 9 seasons, The Office is 9 seasons. Another show that I know very, very well that would be a 90s show that we can do sometime is another 90s TV show, Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before.
I love that show.
I've never seen
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great freaking show. You've never seen it.
Never seen it.
So good, dude. Being somebody that has the experience of the 90s also, you would appreciate a lot of it, a lot of the stuff that's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great show, man.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's Company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's Company too.
So is there any other theme songs from the 70s that you have in your brain?
Okay, back on topic. Let me...
I'm overlording, oh. Sorry.
Bum bum banna. Bum bum banna, banna, bum 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 banna.
Barney Miller?
I believe that's Barney Miller.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, there's no lyrics to that.
No.
Right.
No, there's other tunes that go through my head.
Right.
That are not lyrical, that are definitely 70s, like Sanford and Son.
Right. I would definitely, yeah, if we were including songs that didn't have lyrics, then, yeah, Sanford and Son would be on the list.
Good Times.
Oh.
Had lyrics. Okay. That's a good one.
All right. When did that start?
Land of the Lost. Good as times. A kid's show would definitely qualify as storyteller.
TV show.
Right?
I was just seeing if Good Times when that started. 74. Yeah. Definitely in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
70s for sure.
And then you said Land of Lost. I thought I did look that one up, but I think that was actually starting like 68. No, 74. Oh. I'm off.
Yeah, I was going to say mid-70s.
Yeah, 74. You're right. No, well, I looked up Sigmund. That's right.
Yeah, Sigmund Sea Monster.
Right, and that was wait. That was not in the 70s.
Shut up. It was too.
It's not, man. Sigmund Sea Monsters.
Come on.
Hold on.
1972.
73. Okay, then why didn't I not think of that?
Yeah, and that tells a story.
Yeah, it does. And it's like sung by all like the lead, the lead dude, of that.
All those
the lead.
All those.
What was his name?
Sid and Marty Croft, huh?
I'm trying to remember the lead was Sid, Johnny Whitaker.
Oh yeah. Oh right. Yeah. Right. From Sigmund Sea Monster, right. The redhead kid.
Yep.
He was in Family Affair.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. And he sang the song, the theme song.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I did not know that part of it.
Oh, I remember that.
But all those Sid and Marty Croft stuff, that was all 70s, and those all told a story. Oh, like Lidsville.
Yeah. I actually watched that intro earlier today.
Lidsville?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, for the longest time, before the internet was available, for the longest time, I could not remember what that show was. I'm like, there's this dude, and he falls into a hat. Mm. It's a magic thing. And then there's hats. And then there's people with hats.
The whole show is set up perfectly by the theme and, you know, the actually watching it. So you know exactly what you're getting into right from the get-go. And it was like how it happened and how he ended up in the, you know, this alternate world. And it's just like the other, you know, all the other Sid Marty Croft shows. Because H.R. Puff and stuff did the same stuff. They all did the exact same thing. They gave you the story of here's how this happened. And then when you join in with the episode, whatever hijinks they have going on, you know, you already know the setup just by seeing the intro.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you consider spoken word lyrical?
Spoken word lyrical. Yes.
We can rebuild him.
Oh, $6 million man.
Yeah. Huh? Yes, it's got music, but there's no lyrics.
Yeah,
like sing. There's no sung lyrics, but there is definitely like monologue or spoken word lyrics that tell the story of what's going on.
Let's fast forward. Would you put for the 1980s? Would you put the A-Team theme?
A-Team, absolutely.
So this is just like that.
Yes.
Because you have the monologue,
yep.
And then you have
the background.
Yeah,
music
the background, movie. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So, and then the same thing with the $6 million man.
Yep.
I remember. Did the
Bionic Woman did the same thing? Yeah. I have no idea. Okay. I don't remember. I don't remember that one at all. I cannot. I can't hear it at all. We have the all I know is that $6 million man is we have the technology. We can rebuild him. And $6 million, nothing by today's means.
opening theme, short version. Yeah, but if I do that, then I'll get it on the audio. So I won't do it. All right, so is there anything else for 70s theme songs?
Can't think of anything right now. Let's see. Hold on.
I think we covered quite a lot.
Shit, that's not it. Bewitched. Chips was a good one. But it's all not lyrical.
Not lyrical, right.
We're not talking. And, oh, the Odd Couple.
And
the Odd Couple
the
was Chips. Definitely one.
I wanted to include Chips, but the reason why I didn't was because of that, because it wasn't lyrical.
Right.
Odd
the Couple. Odd Couple tells the story, but that was like that started in the 60s, I believe, late 60s.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Odd Couple TV show. Let's see when did that start.
A lot of these are instrumental.
Actually, it started in 1970.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of these are instrumental. Like Taxi, I think, was all instrumental.
Yeah, it was.
Which was very iconic at the time. Starsky and Hutch. Bionic Woman, I cannot hear it at all. Fantasy Island was instrumental. Oh, The Carol Burnett Show, totally instrumental, but unmistakable.
Yeah.
Bewitched is another one that's unmistakable, but no lyrics.
Did you ever watch a TV show called BJ and the Bear?
Yes.
Yeah, that was 1979. So that was right there.
Oh, that just falls in there.
Yeah.
And that was the trucker who had the monkey.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you go wrong with casting a monkey in your show? Especially in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, look at Philo Beto and his buddy
Clyde.
Clyde, yeah. Yep. Right, Clyde. If you even go like more obscure, cheesy movies of the 80s, Tony Danza was in a movie with like three orangutans where he like owned three orangutans.
Oh my God. So okay, I remember this. I just remember the name of it.
Yeah, that was right when he was very popular for his Who's the Boss series.
How do you even look that up? Tony Danza monkey movie?
Sure. Orangutans. I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, it's a great theme. Petticoat Junction.
Okay.
Now, Petticoat Junction.
Are you ready? The title? It's called Going Ape.
Going Ape. Yes, yeah. I remember it now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, like, Monkey Business. I knew it was somewhere in that realm, but...
Danny DeVito. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this might be worth a rewatch.
It's a classic cheesy movie. It's so cheesy. Now, what about Wonder Woman? Did that have lyrics?
I think so. Was that 70s?
Oh, absolutely.
Wonder Woman TV show. I thought that was like late 60s. 75. Well, my God. I'm way off. Okay. That was right in the middle of the 70s.
Okay, so what about a show? Oh, dude, we totally missed one. We totally missed All in the Family.
All in the Family. Why did I not have that? Oh, I know that why.
That should be up there. Why?
Because her voice is fucking annoying. Especially her singing voice.
Oh, watchy.
Yeah, I know, right? And I know that's the way she had to do it, but I'm...
That's not a real voice. You ever hear her in a different movie or a different TV show?
Yeah, she's normal.
Yeah, she's normal.
Yeah.
That's great. It's totally, like, I don't know if it's Brooklyn or...
That's why I didn't make my list. Because I was like, I don't want to hear her voice. Her voice is annoying.
That's a terrible reason.
Dude, it's personal preference. So it is.
How about this?
You like one movie, I hate that movie, so it's just one of those things we're just going to agree to disagree. In fact, you like a few movies that I don't like.
And as do you, my friend. But that's what the beauty of opinions are. They're just like assholes, everybody has one.
You cannot pick on Howard the Duck.
When did I pick on Howard the Duck?
I'm just saying, if that's what I don't know what you were thinking.
No.
What were you thinking?
No, that's not it at all.
What is it that I like that you don't like?
I don't know. I think I like pretty much everything you like.
All right. See, there you go.
I think I'm more open-minded than you are, my friend.
Oh, you definitely are. I'm becoming a crotchety old man is what I am. I'll admit it. I own that shit. All right. So
don't forget to go look up Haas and Pfeffer.
I've still got the,
come on. You gotta be slightly impressed that I was able to pull that one out.
I'm impressed with the story you're giving me, but I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
I don't believe you that you came up with, you connected a Bugs Bunny cartoon to the theme song for Laverne and Shirley. There's no way you made that connection on your own. Somebody else gave you that connection.
Nope. Did it myself.
No, I don't see it. But okay. Like I said, I'm impressed by the story. I'm impressed with the fact that you believe it's true.
Come on. think about it. A Thumper and Thuck attack. How do you think I came up with it?
You said your grandmother was German?
She was.
Okay. Somewhere in your history banks that you've forgotten, she's giving you the backstory of making cooked rabbit stew.
No.
Yes. That's what's happened. Never made. Yep. And you just don't remember it.
No.
So that's what I'm going with. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm taking over your life. Your life memories.
Right. You're going to write my memoirs for me?
I could do it.
You think so? You don't want to know what's going on in this head and what's...
Yeah, considering the way you think in the morning, with you're like always asking a bunch of questions, I can't do that, man.
What are you talking about?
You said that Chrissy said that you can't ask questions in the morning.
Yeah, we have a rule: no questions before 8 o'clock.
Right.
For her.
So I'm not that guy in the morning.
Yeah. No. So as soon as I wake up, I'm going.
Yeah.
My brain is working, going, boom, boom, boom.
And just for the podcast listeners, so you can know, is that as soon as Scott wakes up, he'll even like send me messages, like that's on his brain.
I have. I'll admit that. Like 5:30 in the morning,
yes,
which is 30 your time. You're waking up like later on in the morning, going, what the hell is he sending me a message at 5 o'clock in the morning for?
Exactly.
What the hell are you doing? Yeah.
But you know, I get it. It's a time zone thing.
I think we should do this. We should do this as a topic for a show. We should talk about the Forbidden Zone. That's what we should do.
We've already done that. We're done.
Yeah. We've beaten that horse.
Yep. Unless we get another like celebrity on that wants to watch it, then we'll go there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's the exception of the rule.
That's the exception of the rule.
We were able to get another celebrity on that would watch the movie and do a review of it.
Yes, meaning that celebrity would come back on and tell us what they thought. maybe we watch something of theirs and do the same thing like we did with Diane. I would totally be on. I'd be on board with that. As long as I don't have to. As long as I don't have to rewatch Forbidden Zone, I'm okay with someone else doing it. And then I get to rip on it even more than I already have.
Right. Dave.
Like I said, man, I'm owning my crotchety old man shit. So, all right. So I think we've really gotten off topic, completely off base from what we were talking about originally. We were talking about 1970s TV theme songs. We could probably continue to Google and look up TV shows, but we're not going to do that to you. So this is us.
Oh,
dude,
I got another one.
No, wait.
Beretta.
I'm cutting you off.
Beretta had a great theme song.
Cutting you off. It's done. We're done. Moving on. We're wrapping up now.
Alice.
Ooh, that's a good one. Nope. All right. No. We're done. Yep. All right. So.
I feel you in. Just for a second, you were in.
I almost had me. Alice. Kiss my grits. And
it tells the story. That there's lyrics in that song that tells the story of her being in doing things.
Doing things.
And going to work for Al. Al owns a diner.
By the way, he had, he had that Navy hat on.
And, that was Mel's diner, not Al.
Yeah, Mel. And he had that, he wore a Navy cap, but he had it rolled. And that's the way would always roll it whenever we stored our Navy hats. But he wore that like that all the time.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting.
Early to rise, early to bed, and in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look.
All right, as I was trying to say, we have a website out there. It's BanzaiRetroClub.com, BANZAI. Please go out there and follow us on all our social media stuff, being Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and I think the Instagram. That would be another one. So follow us, interact with us. We really appreciate getting your feedback. You want to shoot us an email, that's McFly@BanzaiRetroClub.com. Scott's also got a Twitter account that he takes care of, which is 80s Ottawaverse. And we came up with that name because it really ties into the mixtape 80s episodes that we've been doing and what we started back when we started our podcast. So keeping that alive and well. And so between the Banzai Retro Club Twitter and the 80s Ottawaverse, you can interact with Scott and I. So please do that.
Or Suzanne. She wasn't on the show tonight, but she's very involved.
Definitely. Being part of the show. Yeah, and she did another article on her blog, which posted.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. That was a good freaking read.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's on the 1984 year. It's the year 1984 for the
New Wave.
For New Wave stuff.
Right.
And I still, that song that she mentions in that, the Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream. It really is. I listened to it again today, and it's just one of my favorite songs from that era. So she mentions that. She talks through that a little bit, and it's good stuff. It's like really, she's really a good – I really like having – reading her blog after she does the wrap-up of our shows.
Yeah, and what I love is that she has a different story to tell that that's not on the podcast.
Oh, right.
So no, it's a completely new experience by going to our blog. Yeah. You know, that,
totally different like viewpoint, like a different aspect of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good. So in order to find her blog, we didn't mention it, SuzanneMattaboni.com, which is SuzanneMattaboni. Did I do that right?
One N.
One N? Ooh.
Yeah. Mattaboni
Fucked it up. Sorry, Suzanne. All right. Anyway, Scott was there. He caught me. And then she's also got her own Twitter, and do you remember that?
Oh, Suz, S-U-Z, Mattaboni. That's at Suz Mattaboni.
Got it. All right, cool. So as we do at the end of these things, we like to remind everybody to please be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye-bye.
Party on, dude.
Party on.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Hoss and Pepper, Hoss and Pepper, Hoss and Pepper, Rabbit, Hoss and Pepper, Hoss and Pepper, Hoss and Pepper, Rabbit.
The king wants little old me for dinner.
Hoss and Pepper, I'll prepare you.
Hoss and Pepper,
Hoss and Pepper,
Hoss and Pepper,
Rabbit, Rabbit, Hoss and Pepper, Hoss and Pepper.
The king wants little old me for dinner.
Ooh. Awesome pepper! Rabbit, I'll prepare you.
Awesome pepper!
Awesome pepper!
Awesome pepper!
Rabbit!
Awesome pepper! Awesome
pepper! Awesome pepper!
Awesome
pepper!
Cause your friends don't dance and hit
them. Awesome pepper!
Awesome
pepper! Awesome pepper!
The king wants little old me for dinner. Awesome pepper! Awesome pepper! Awesome pepper!
Rabbit!
Rabbit!
Awesome pepper!
Awesome pepper!